my name is Andrew Ashworth. I am 14 years old. Today is 11/27/21, and I am speaking with Susan Buck Cato. She is my grandmother, and we are recording in Milton, Georgia. Okay, let's just get started. Can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence on your life?
Mm-hmm. My grandma did.
Your grandma?
Edna.
How did she have a big influence on your life?
Well, she influenced me by saying you could do anything you wanted to do. She encouraged me to be strong and to go after my dreams.
Yeah. Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that person taught you?
Sure. She loved to garden. She led a simple life, a hard-working life. She canned vegetables. She sewed. She did all the, you know, domestic type of things, and I just admired her so much for her talents.
Do you think that the stuff that she did affected the stuff that you wanted to be in life? Or?
Oh, I certainly did. Yeah. I mean, I thought, this is what I want to do. I want to be a mom. I want to, have a garden. Wouldn't mind having some animals. Just being out. My grandma was a golfer. She took up golf when she was 14 in 1905. She loved her friends. She had friends. She had Jewish friends. She had nuns. I mean, I have pictures, picture books of her friendships. Mm-hmm. I have her diary. She had a group of girlfriends called the Jagillies. And she just loved people. And she loved her life. It was simple, but she loved it.
Have you looked through that diary, and has that diary affected your life?
Has it affected me? Probably just the joy that she felt about life.
Has it affected you the way that she lived her life, writing it down in a diary?
No.
Like seeing the way, as a young person, when she was writing her diary, did it affect the way that you lived your life as a young person?
I would say so, because it made me more aware of what was going on around me. It made me want to keep a log or a journal. It was the simplicity with which she lived her life, even in her entries into her inner diary. Very simple. And she always just valued the people around her. She knew she was just a people person.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories was my first child, Lee. My
first child.
Your mama.
And how would this make you feel today if you could do that all over again?
I would have relaxed and played with her a lot more. I would have just laughed a lot more. I would have slowed down. I wouldn't try to get to the next stage in my life. I would have stayed in that stage a lot longer and enjoyed it.
Who is one of the happiest people you have ever been around, and why?
Oh my gosh. One of the happiest?
Like the person who makes you just feel like, wow, like she makes me full of joy.
That would be one of my grandchildren, one of the girls. It would be Cecilia. Cecilia Corinne Kastner. She makes me, the reason she tickles me so is because she reminds me of my three daughters. She looks like them. She acts like them. She's, she butts heads with her mom. She's very
sassy.
Sassy, headstrong, If there's chocolate around, you better look out, because she is going to find it and she's going to eat it, every bite of it. But she gives me a lot of joy, but all my grandchildren do. You do as well.
What are you proudest of? Like, what's the moment? Like, what's one thing in your life that you just think back on and say, wow, I'm proud of that?
Family. And protecting the family, staying with the family. I married when I was 19. It wasn't that easy. There was a period of time. I had three children by the time I was 25. And it was a lot, And I thought, what in the world have you done here? And I think I'm most proud of keeping that together.
Were you in college when you had your children?
I did not go to college. And I do. I would have liked to have gone to a trade school.
So you regret not going to college?
Uh-huh, somewhat. A little bit, but I don't feel real regretful. It wasn't the right thing for me. I would have enjoyed going to trade school and be a service person or a drafter.
Did your husband, my grandfather, go to college?
No. No, we were married when we were 19, and we just got right on with it.
Yeah. Why does the, about the family making you proud, why does that make you proud?
It just brings me a lot of joy. It tickles me. It's, you're never alone when you have a family. I don't know. It's just, it's fun. And I love little people. I just love little people. I like to aggravate them. I enjoy them very much.
How would you like to be remembered in the future? And if there was, like, how you are would be remembered, how would you change it?
Well, I'd like to be remembered as enthusiastic.
Optimist.
An optimist. Positive. Most, not always. I mean, you can't be happy all the time, but a happy person. A person with a smile on her face.
Yeah. And, do you think you've lived up to that, to be remembered as that? Or is that what you would like to be remembered as?
I think that's what I have to offer, is a simple smile, happy life.
If this were to be our very last conversation, is there anything you would want to say to me special about your life?
Yeah, I would say about my life?
Yes.
No, not about my life. I would say,
or about just in general, what would you say?
Well, right now, because there's so many teenagers in your family, I would say hug your mama, love your mama, know what she gives you and does for you.
And would there be any like life lessons, because you've lived obviously a lot longer than I have, would there be any life lessons that you've messed up on and would tell me that I shouldn't like take that route, I should take a different route?
I think you need to try a lot of different things. Don't just stay, don't stay safe all the time. Take some chances. Push yourself to be more than you think you can be. Just love the people around you. Let them know it.
You have any close relatives who served in any of the world wars?
Yes. My dad was 4F. He had...
What does that
mean? He had tuberculosis or something, scars on his lungs, so he did not.
Oh.
Now, my husband's dad was in the war. He peeled a lot of potatoes. He was in the... I'm kidding. He always talked about peeling those potatoes, but he was over in Germany.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How long was he in the war for?
A couple of years, in fact.
Oh, and which war was he in? Oh, okay.
World War II.
And, what about how long he was in it?
I think a couple of years. He signed up and then he came home and he was on the GI Bill.
Yeah. For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd like to pass on to them? Like, you've lived 60-something years. Is there anything you'd like to tell them, you are telling me right now?
Throw your phones away.
Yeah.
I'd say be present. Be present. Don't be somewhere else all the time, And slow down. Slow down a little bit. And make up your own mind. Don't let anybody convince you that only one way to go.
Yeah. Where did you grow up, and how do you think that impacted your life?
I grew up in Huntington, West Virginia. How did it impact my life? The biggest impact in my life was when I moved as a senior in high school to Atlanta. And then looking back on West Virginia, I think, and the beauty of West Virginia, and just the fact that I moved at that time in my life, had a huge influence on me as far as just the road I was going to take.
What do you mean by that? Like, what do you mean road you were going to take? If you think...
Well, I mean, one different turn. I mean, if I had stayed, it was at Christmas time in my senior year. If I'd had, possibly, if I'd had more confidence, I may have stayed with the family there in West Virginia, because that was at Christmas.
Senior in college or high school?
Senior year of high school.
So you left your family?
No, I came with my family to move. But that's one thing that if I'd had the confidence to do it, I may have stayed in West Virginia, but then I wouldn't have the family I have. I wouldn't have met my husband, and I wouldn't have all these wonderful grandkids.
What is some of your ethnic background that you're proud of, or just some of your ethnic background?
Well, what do you mean by that?
I mean, like, if you've ever done one of those 23andMe tests where it shows you, are you Spanish, French, African-American, any of that? Like, have you figured out any of that that you can share with me?
Well, I thought I was a 16th Native American. Turns out there's none of that blood in me at all.
None.
Scandinavian.
Are you like Spanish American or what?
Nope.
You don't know what you're
Scandinavian on? And German.
Well, it was really good to get you to know you. And it was really nice talking to you. Don't laugh!